Earlier this year, borough manager Dave Sosa was looking for ways to deal with a shortfall in the borough budget. One of his recommendations was to eliminate the borough's $48,000 animal control services contract with HARC and move those responsibilities to the police department. That proposal drew a negative response from residents and some assembly members. In May, the borough assembly voted to fund the HARC contract using money from the townsite fund balance and from the assembly's community chest fund, which is used to support nonprofits. But since then, contract negotiations between the borough and HARC have taken longer than expected. HARC Director Tracy Mikowski says it's not unusual to go a month without a contract deal. But when it got to be almost 3 months without a contract and therefore no payment, they decided it was too risky to continue animal control services. They notified the borough, and Mikowski says she expected negotiations to continue. On Friday, the Haines Police Department posted a statement on its Facebook page saying the borough would not use HARC for animal control because they were unable to reach an agreement. That post generated dozens of comments from residents expressing dismay with the borough. But Interim Police Chief Robert Griffiths says that statement was just to notify people that animal control services were temporarily in flux.
It was merely intended as an advice to the community that we currently didn't have any animal control services available, including the availability of a kennel, so that people were aware of it, and if they got a response they weren't happy with from dispatch, that was why.
Mikowski says the reason they had to end services was because their request to be paid for July and August animal control were denied. In an email statement, Sosa said he told HARC the borough would hold their invoice until they reached a new agreement. When HARC told the borough Friday that they were suspending animal control services, Sosa says he approved their invoice for payment. Both Mikowski and Griffiths say they hope to reach an agreement. But while Mikowski hopes that contract will include animal control, Griffiths says the borough has abandoned hope that they'll reach a compromise that includes that service. Sosa says the next proposal the borough will offer HARC will include a fee-based borough kenneling service and no animal control provisions. Currently, Griffiths says the police department is responding to each animal control incident as dictated. He says if there is a loose dog and the police can't determine who the owner is, he's not sure what they'll do. They're working to identify alternative kennels. Mikowski says HARC plans to turn to the assembly for direction. She says she wants people to know that HARC is not shutting down and that they will not abandon the needs of the community. Reporting in Haines, I'm Emily Files.